Friends in Christ, have you ever felt as if the life had been knocked out of you? You were living and breathing, but something happened that you felt like you were dead. The life was knocked out of you. Life lost its taste. And perhaps you didn't want to live. It might be the death of a loved one. It might be some tragedy that happens in your life, and you feel like the life is knocked out of you. I remember when my mother died, I was a young man, and I felt like the life had been knocked out of me. She died way too young. She was only 64. And I was angry with God. I didn't feel like living for the next several months. Life had lost its taste. The other day, my good friend Robert was in town, and we got together. Robert is a former seminarian who is now married and the father of six children. And he told me of the time that his life seemed like it was over. His life lost its taste. He told me of the time when his two-year-old little girl, Betsy, died of heart disease. And he said that it was like he didn't want to go on living. The life was knocked out of him. Life lost its taste. These days when we hear again about sacrilege, scandal, deceit, abuse of power, moral catastrophe, whatever you want to call it, in our church, it can feel as if the life has been knocked out of us as a church. Once again, God's Word always gives us what we need when we need it. And today we hear, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. For those who have lost the taste for life, for those who have felt like life isn't worth living anymore, Jesus says, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Jesus says, the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. We hear today from the book of Proverbs, in that first reading. And the book of Proverbs is an allegory, and it's the story of the conflict between two women personified. Wisdom is personified as a woman, and folly is personified as a strange woman in the book of Proverbs. And the passage that we have today is the conflict between these two women. And we have to actually go before today's passage a little bit to get the full story. But before today's passage, a few chapters before, we have the other woman, Folly, who is also offering a banquet, a lavish banquet, for those who lack understanding. And she is offering invitations to the simple, those who lack understanding, to come and dine with her, a lavish meal. And the woman, Folly, offers at her meal riches, pleasure, fame, if only they give in to her seductions. But then in chapter 9 that we hear from today, we have the other woman, Wisdom. And wisdom prepares a different kind of meal. Wisdom prepares a lavish meal, and we hear that in today's first reading, where she speaks of the rich wines. She says, come, eat of my food, drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness, that you may live, advance in the way of understanding. So Folly offered a meal too, and it was a beautiful meal. But it was only delicious on the outside. On the inside, it was poisonous. It was food that ended in death if you ate her meal. But wisdom invites her people to a meal that gives life, a meal that gives life unending. So our scriptures today link that Proverbs passage, that invitation from the Book of Wisdom, with the invitation of Jesus Christ, where we have Jesus Christ today in the gospel also offering an invitation to a meal of bread and wine. And he said, "This bread is my flesh, and this wine is my blood. And my flesh is true food, and this blood is true drink." This lavish meal, of course, is the Eucharist, the Mass. And Jesus offers to us this meal at every Mass, every Sunday, every day. And in this meal, he gives us the life that no one can take away from us. Neither the devil nor the world can take away from us. And we know that the devil and the world are constantly trying to knock the life out of us. That's what St. Paul talks about in the second reading today from Ephesians, where he says, watch carefully what you eat. And then he goes on to say, because the days are evil. Do we have to look too far to find evil these days? As in every age, certainly. But in the Eucharist, Jesus gives us that bread and wine that is so strong that the evil can never knock the life out of us. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And in St. Paul, he says, watch carefully what you eat. Watch carefully what you eat. We all try to do that, don't we, with our physical bodies. Watch carefully what you eat so that you be healthy. We need to do the same thing with our spiritual lives. Watch carefully what you eat. What do you take into your hearts? What do you take into your souls? What do you watch on TV? What do you listen to? What do you read? Are they things that will give you life, or are they things that knock the life out of you? So today, and at every Mass, the Lord invites us to this lavish meal, the meal that gives us wisdom, the meal that gives us life. Let us never, ever stay away from this life-giving meal, the bread of life, the wine of eternal life.